For youngsters, backpacks transport school books, art projects, clothes, and the occasional toy. But for thousands of students in the Piedmont, their backpacks also transport food. Second Harvest Food Bank of Northwest North Carolina hosts a backpack program, a national effort created by Feeding America. It gives children who are nutritionally at risk food to take home over the weekends during the school year.
In this county, Forsyth County, we have almost 29,000 children that go to school to eat, and they get an education second.
Clyde Fitzgerald is executive director of Second Harvest. The nonprofit provides food to families in 18 counties, from Caswell and Alamance in the east to Watauga County in the west.
They participate in the free and reduced lunch program, and 90% of those students are in the free category, which means that their entire family's income is at or below the poverty level, which in this year is, for a family of four, $23,800 a year.
According to Fitzgerald, Second Harvest operates 92 backpack programs in elementary, middle, and high schools across its service area. Most are possible because churches are adopting these schools.
For children to be hungry is just something that we find it hard to accept. We find it to be something that is offensive to us.
Bob Parvin is the pastor of First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Winston-Salem in Forsyth County. A little more than a year ago, the congregation adopted the students and the staff of Easton Elementary School. It's off Clemensville Road on the south side of the city.
We purchase the food from the food bank, and then we take this food, we bring it over here to the school, and it is distributed to the kids by the school.
This is a $10,000 commitment for First Christian Church. Every weekend during the school year, it feeds 50 children at Easton. Student population there is about 563 youth. And according to Principal Bay Vito, 99% of them benefit from free or reduced price lunches.
We could add maybe another 60 to maybe 80 more bags. But we try to look at the very, very neediest. And we do have parents who at the beginning of the year, first thing they ask is, are we having the backpack program this year?
Students at 26 other schools in Forsyth County also benefit from Second Harvest's backpack program, and Parvin urges more churches to get involved.
We have many smaller congregations today, and so several of these congregations could get together and partner and do this as a collaborative effort, perhaps a neighborhood effort, an interfaith effort.
This weekend is the last for area children to receive food through the Second Harvest Backpack Program. To fill in the gap, school systems in several Piedmont counties are hosting free summer feeding programs at some of their schools. They will provide breakfast and lunch Monday through Thursday. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.